This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic restrictions that are tightening around Russia aren't all about financials or currencies or oligarchs and their assets. Over the weekend, both the European Union and Canada banned Russian aircraft from their airspace. There is pressure on the United States to do the same, we should say. Russia, in turn, has responded by banning European flights. And while that has affected passenger planes, yes, it has also made a mess, more of a mess, I grant you, of the global supply chain. So we got Gretchen Blau on the phone this morning. She is the customs broker at a company called Logistics Plus in Erie, PA, who we talk to every now and then about logistics and shipping. And here is what she had to say.
We're seeing an increase in cost, especially air freight. All the planes have been rerouted. There's all these connecting flights, and there's all kinds of commercial flights that have been interrupted because of this. And most air cargo does travel on commercial flights, so that's been quite an impact there. We have some air charters that we've booked coming from China to the U.S. with COVID test kits, and that's increased by $500,000 so far. We do have an office in Ukraine, so we're all pretty worried about them. Our ops team works with them quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of close relationships there, and we're quite worried about our team over there. Our European counterparts are quite worried as well. They want to help. A lot of our European colleagues have reached out and offered lodging, clothing, transportation, whatever is needed to our colleagues in Ukraine. So far, 7 of our colleagues have been evacuated from Ukraine to Poland and Romania. And, you know, they're staying with either friends of our company or actual employees of our company. We're going to be watching the situation in Ukraine quite closely, not only from the perspective of, you know, our office over there, but just how this, you know, might spread. There's all kinds of stuff we have to watch. There's weather, there's fuel prices, there's a lot of stuff that comes into play in the supply chain, port congestion. This is just one more thing that impacts the supply chain. Unfortunately, it has a huge human cost, and that probably makes it the worst thing of all. Sometimes you just sit around doing the paperwork. You don't think about the ripple effect of everything involved in the supply chain. Before, it was just kind of a job. You know, an interesting job, but now I see the impact that my job has throughout the country, throughout even my local community, you know, making sure that stuff is on the store shelves. So kind of gives us insight into how important it really is to be involved in the supply chain.
Gretchen Blau, our customs broker in Erie, Pennsylvania.